Mary had given Lisa-Lotta copies of the Foundation's legal papers, and Lisa-Lotta had been incensed by what she saw. I was told that she still had the copies, and when I called her, she invited me to come and have a look at them. We sat in her living room, a large studio with a double-height ceiling and a northern skylight. Lisa-Lotta was a passionate Valkyrie, with flashing eyes and blonde hair flowing in waves down her back. Mary didn't know what to do, she said. She begged me to please help her find a lawyer. Olga had always wanted control to remain in Venice, and always with her grandson, Walter, involved. He was her favorite. Lisa-Lotta handed me the Foundation's incorporation papers. They were in English. The Foundation had been recorded as a not-for-profit corporation on December 17, 1986, in Ohio. The principal office was located in Cleveland, not in Venice. Why Ohio? I asked. A good question, said Lisa-Lotta. Jane was from Ohio, I recalled, and Olga had been born in Youngstown, but she had not lived in Ohio for more than 80 years at the time these papers were signed. The Foundation had three officers, Olga Rudge as president, Jane Rylands as vice president, and a Cleveland attorney as secretary. The Foundation's bylaws stated that two of the three could outvote the third. This meant that from the outset, Olga had ceded control of the Foundation to Jane Rylands and a lawyer from Cleveland, neither of whom had ever met Ezra Pound or had any expertise in his life and works. Lisa-Lotta now handed me a contract between Olga and the Foundation, this one in Italian, documenting Olga's donation of her house to the Foundation, outright, free of charge. At the time she signed it, Olga was 92. Lisa-Lotta then handed me a second contract. In this one, Olga had agreed to sell the Foundation all of her books, manuscripts, diaries, private correspondence, newspaper clippings, writings, papers, documents of any kind, drawings, books and albums of drawings and sketches, photographs, tapes and magnetic cassettes, and any objects that might be added to the collection before her death, all for the sum of 15 million lira, or $7,000, which, according to the contract, Olga had already received.